We have a treasure in our fellowship with each other. When Sister Sharon testified this morning saying she's glad to be back in this church, I thought, wow, you know, it's a blessing that she's here and Don's here and that we all get to fellowship with one another. We don't have a lot of people, but the people that we have are absolutely wonderful Christians that love the Lord and love each other. Now, there was a time where you'd walk into this church and it was like a battle zone, a long time ago, and it was awful to come to church and feel that spirit, I mean, division, a division like that. But today we come in, we love each other, and we love Jesus. And it's a wonderful blessing to enjoy that kind of a fellowship. And so, Debbie, I forgot to tell you this afternoon, I want you to play at the end of this message, Jesus is passing this way, today. I requested that, and then I thought, but I don't know if I even know all of it. But it doesn't matter. I can't sing anyway. So Debbie can play it, and anybody that wants to sing with her, that'd be, yeah, make a trio or a big deal. But I want to speak tonight on what do you want? And I'd like to look. I was going to read three or four versions of this same scripture, but I think I've settled with the book of Luke, chapter 18, and verses 35 through 43. And it's a very familiar story. Now, I want to read this story, and then I want you to answer two questions for me. How many's willing to participate? How many don't want to participate? Well, no, to leave you alone. Brother Connors told me about a gentleman that wants to be left alone when he comes to visit. We'll do that. Anybody that'll come to this church, what they want, we'll do it, right? Because we want to see more and more added to the fellowship. This is a good fellowship, and we'd love to see more people added as the Lord blesses and strengthens our lives. So if you want to answer the question, you can, and if you don't, like I said, we're going to leave you alone. And at the very end, I want us to do some praying. We always pray, but I want us to possibly do a little more praying. How many has a situation right now that's really, really kind of up there? It's difficult. So you'd categorize this as like a big mountain. I think there's a number of us that have that. And we're going to mention some names, and then we're going to have you share if you have a need too. That's after the questions that you're going to answer for me. How many's going to answer? I only saw Becky's hand, and thank you, Sherry. And oh, I'm sorry, Brother Connor, I didn't see your hand, but thank you very much. I appreciate that. So we're going to read. Then it happened as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude passing, he asked what it meant. So they told him that it was Jesus of Nazareth, or that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. Isn't that amazing how people butt into you wanting to maybe get something from Jesus? But he cried out all the more. I like his tenacity. And I think that tenacity is good when we want something from the Lord. Jesus taught us that. Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, what do you want me to do for you? You know, you might have thought, well, wait, that's kind of obvious, isn't it? But he said he didn't take any offense at the question. It's wise when you're talking to the one that's going to help you not to be offended. He said, Lord, that I might or that I may receive my sight. That's the mountain in his life. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, how many would be excited about seeing a blind person healed? I think that'd stir us up. They gave praise to God. When they saw it, gave praise to God. Brother Connor, would you ask a blessing on the message tonight?
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We ask that you would speak to our hearts. May faith be stirred as it was in this man who cried out. That's Brother Jim, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
There are several things that stand out to me about this passage. I chose to read the account of Luke. I also like the account of Mark. Matthew says there's two men that receive their sight and has just a little bit less information, except for the extra person. But in the book of Mark, it said that he threw his garment away. I think that's a special thing because the garment was kind of marking his situation and his beggarness, and he got rid of that because he felt like he was going to get some help. So the two questions that I'm going to ask you, and everybody should have at least three or four answers. They don't have to be long. They could be short. What is the point of this story? Number one. Number two, why is it in the Bible? And again, it's recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Does anyone want to jump in and be the first to answer either what is the point of this story or why is it in the Bible? I know it's obvious, but I guess that's what I'm fishing for. Debbie told me earlier, I told her that, showed a video to Jake and Evan about the little boy catching a fish on a play pole, little play, and he caught a big fish somewhere probably in Texas. But she and I said, they haven't ever caught a fish, so they need to catch a fish. She said, you ought to take them. I said, I don't know anything about fishing. I've never really put much effort in it, so I'm not a good fisherman. So I'm fishing tonight, though, for an answer to this question. Sister Sherry.
To me, it's persistence. He persistently asks till he gets God's attention and then his faith heals him.
That's a great answer. Anyone else?
Well, that was what I was going to say. To me, it's that he didn't hold back. Even when he was shushed and told to go away, he knew what he wanted and he knew who could give it to him. So his reaching out was faith and action.
Amen. That's good. Yep. That's a good, that's very good. He did know where to go.
And it's to show us that our Lord can do anything.
That's who we serve, is that Jesus. Now, we've all known Jesus a while. And we know that everything that he's given example in the Bible, he's able and beyond that willing to do. Amen? Any other thoughts? We really want to let you share. And the reason for that is because I'm going to ask you some more questions at the end, which is very simple. What do you want? And then we're going to pray. That's why Debbie's going to be playing Jesus is Passing This Way. Because Jesus didn't pass his way every day, did he? But this man knew enough about Jesus, as Henry said, he knew who Jesus was and what Jesus could do. He was blind. How did he know? He had heard. So he couldn't see who it was. He just knew that there was a commotion. He didn't see who it was at all. But once they told him, it was Jesus. Anyone else have anything to share? Okay, then we'll just go on along. I love this story. The man's name is Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus. And so he was named in this, not in the book of Matthew. It spoke of two men, but in Luke and in Mark, his name is given Bartimaeus. The thing that he recognized, not only that it was Jesus, but that Jesus was the Son of David, the Messiah. And during this last stage of Jesus' life upon earth, he was emphasizing his messiahship and allowing a little bit more praise along that line. And what this man was doing was having faith in the Son of God. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. I don't know why, but I have really been feeling an emphasis on mercy in my life the last year or so. It's mercy, it's mercy, it's mercy. Now, Brother Connor's been teaching on repentance. This morning, it was said that there's a lot of teaching on forgiveness and not so much on repentance. But guess what? If you don't have the repentance, you're not getting the forgiveness. That's the way God works. And it's about like this. If you're willing, if you're going to hold a bunch of grudges and hate everybody, then you might as well not bother with going to God for forgiveness, because he wants us to be able to forgive as we want forgiveness. Kind of a play on do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I think that's reasonable. And yet people want all coming to themselves and not to love and forgive someone else. It's not going to happen. But I really like the fact that when this man comes up before Jesus and Jesus is looking upon him with all the power that he possessed, and he said, "What do you want?" This man could not see the compassion in Jesus' eyes, or he could hear his voice. And he was given a question. Would you love to hear that from the Lord tonight? What do you want? What I want to do is let you feel as though that's what you're hearing. Not just what do you want, but Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? In every one of these references in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus says the same words in the New King James Version, what do you want me to do for you? And here we are, we have mountains in our lives. It may be obvious that what we need, one person needs this and another that. Someone needs healing. Someone needs restoration and strength and the power of God. Someone, like me, needs a job. I interviewed for an hour and a half with a client after giving a real exhaustive bid to them for a remodel the other day. And at the end of it, I thought, they said, well, we're on hold and, you know, we've got other things to consider. Now, what I wanted to hear was, you're the one we've been looking for, right? What do you want? We want the things that we are greatly in need of. What do we want in the Spirit of God? You know what I want? I want the Holy Spirit to fall on Calvary Temple. Oh, the Holy Spirit fell a long time ago, I know. We want to see the Holy Spirit just give us a big blast again. And I think that's all of our hearts. So when we're asked, what do you want Jesus to do for us? Maybe that could be a thing. Maybe if we all get together, and what if we conspire using the Word of God as our leverage, and we all want the Holy Spirit to fall upon Calvary Temple. That's our heart. That's our cry. That's our need. Lord, we need you to have your Spirit just rain down. Rain down. We've had so much rain. Becky and I were talking about it this morning. Well, we prayed so hard for rain. I'll have to confess, I never prayed hard for rain. It goes against everything with me. I'm sorry. I'm in construction, and rain has never helped me a bit. It's only created trouble. But we needed the rain. And now we've been blessed so much. And we're being blessed now. We're being blessed maybe later this week. And that's all good. When we needed rain, that's what we called for. I'm not going to get into the weather and ask for anything different. Let the Lord handle that. He's able. But I do want him to rain down upon us with the Spirit. We've had some good rains. We've had a little bit of hail here and there. Some of you have seen it. We've had good snowpack in the mountains. Thank the Lord for that. But I want the Spirit of God to rain upon us. Amen? So what do we want? Let's think about that, and let's lay before the Lord the things that we really want. I have some needs that I've seen of others, and I'm going to ask you to pray about that. But you need also to search your heart and see what you want. If Jesus is passing this way, then we have the opportunity to open that door. When Jesus asked Bartimaeus, what do you want? He opened a big door. And Bartimaeus said, I want to see. I want to see my sight. And Jesus didn't ask him any more questions. He didn't have him dangling. Way we tease one another sometimes when someone asks a question. I have to admit, I'm really bad at that. Oh, yeah. Somebody asks me a question, I'll tell them almost anything but the answer. Debbie particularly doesn't appreciate that. But Jesus didn't leave him hanging. He didn't just walk away. But he said, receive your sight. How simple is that? Is that easy for me? No, I don't know how to heal blind people. I had no clue what it would take. But I do know this, if Jesus opens the door, then we can ask whatever we want. We've served the Lord a long time. We have faith in him. We believe that he is the giver of all good things. And most of all, he is the giver of life. He's given us life through salvation, and he's promised us blessings and healing and deliverance and meeting our need. You know what story Jesus told? He said, if the sparrows are fed, why are you worried? And if the fields are clothed, could you do any better than that? I heard someone say that the richest man in all the earth couldn't feed the sparrows for 3 days. And I don't know exactly where he got his facts, but I can understand that. But God takes care of the sparrows. And so he can also take care of you and I. So whatever our need is, it may seem beyond anybody's ability, but it's not beyond the ability of Jesus. Again, I like this rendering in the book of Luke, because it says, and immediately he received his sight and followed him. Every text, Matthew, Mark, Luke, says that they or he followed Jesus in the way. But this one says he followed him, glorifying him. The reason I like that is because I'm a big believer in praise. I think praise is a good thing. Praise to God is a good thing. Why is praise a good thing? It's like saying thank you. It's like what we teach our children when they're 2 years old. Did you say thank you? And sometimes as they get 4 or 5, you forgot to say thank you, because we want our children to be grateful when someone does something for them nice or says something and gives them a compliment. You forgot to say thank you. And to me, the praise to the Lord is that thank you. And the scripture says, everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. So that's my story. What is the point? I believe the point is, like you've suggested too, the Lord can do anything, and he's given us an opportunity, and we need to take advantage. The reason it's in the Bible is to give us hope that when we come up against some situation that's a great mountain. Last time I ministered on Have Faith in God. And this is one of the things that I finished with. We have access to our Lord Jesus Christ by the works of the cross, which came to us by the love of God. Jake asked Debbie this morning, said, Grandma, where's perish at in the Bible? And she took him to John 3:16. He said, that's it. Isn't it amazing what kids grab onto? And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And that the door may be open, and whatever you need, what do you want him to do for you? Debbie, why don't you start down here? And again, anyone that wants to sing with Debbie's playing, you're welcome to.
May I make a comment?
Absolutely.
I thought it was interesting when Donnie said he asked the Lord for a name. He first asked for two, and then he thought, well, I don't want to be too greedy, but how about just one? And I find it interesting in your, the Lord, when laid on your heart, it says, and he, the Lord asked him, what do you want? Be not specific or demanding, because he said that I may. And I think that speaks of his attitude. Brother Skip Kincaid preached on the word may here some time back. And this man said that I may receive my sight. And I like that, because he wasn't demanding. And the three words he says, receive my sight. And Jesus gave him exactly what he requested. Mm-hmm. Receive thy sight. And so I just thought it was interesting that Donnie asked with the right attitude, and doesn't mean you always get it, but Mother, may I? And he got it, and this man also got exactly what he asked the Lord, and he qualified it with a good attitude of may.
Praise God. It is awesome when the Lord speaks to us, and when doors are open like that, when we get confirmation and we see the sign. I've been praying for signs as well, two signs every day. As I was looking at Facebook, I noticed that Bonnie Cash requested prayer for a procedure I think she's having on Tuesday as well. I don't know what it is, but this is what I know. She asked us to pray. I don't know why, but it just feels easy to me to pray for Bonnie Cash. She used to attend the church a long time ago when I first came around in the early 70s. She had a disease when she was very young, and the church prayed. It was one of those times where church canceled out, and prayer won the day. And we just prayed. Everybody was broken. And she received a miracle of life and healing. And I'm so thankful that we have a testimony and a witness of what God does. Sister Kincaid has told of the same, almost exact same story. I think when she was having Darren, and the Lord saved her life. Much, again, the same, because the church went to prayer, went to battle for her. Jamie Haynes, Doug's wife, needs prayer for some physical things that she's going through, her mountain. Sister Watson, we've already mentioned, needs prayer. Sister Connor's been battling sickness for so long, and it wears you out. Debbie has things dealing with work that I've been praying for a long time. God's able. I just heard today that Hope Tabernacle was closing its doors. That hurts me. When I came to Calvary Temple in the early 70s, every church in this section had a couple hundred people. And there were big youth groups. And it was amazing, the fellowship and the blessings that we enjoyed. Oh, there was a little competition, I guess, too. And some people did go from place to place because they enjoyed the fellowship and they believed the doctrine. But let's pray. Let's pray for the people that are the remnant, that God will be with them. And then Donnie and Audrey and Claire and Evan have been sick for a couple of months, it seems. Pray for them. Now, Hope Tabernacle is on Hope Street in San Jose, real close to, Hillsdale and Monterey Highway. So it's quite a ways away, but still close enough. The reason that kind of is a problem is because I don't know where Faith, we had Hope Tabernacle, Faith Tabernacle, I believe is what they were called. We had a lot of churches in Sunnyvale and Mountain View and just Palo Alto. We just had a lot of people. You'd have a fellowship meeting and it was easy, 200 people, because we had so many from each church. But pray that God will stop. I don't know where Hope is, but stop churches from dying and build them up and let the Spirit flow. Does any one of you have anything you want to add to the list? Do you want to be added to the list? We're going to pray. I'm not going to ask you to get on your knees. We're going to be casual prayers. Brother Henry? Brother Henry, you're on the list. Anyone else? Sister Sharon? Absolutely. Brother Don's on the list. Anyone else? Anything else? Amen. Anyone else? I'm writing it down so I'll remember. I believe in lists. I don't know why. I believe in simplicity. ABC, 1, 2, 3. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Absolutely. Anyone else? Sister Sharon? What was her last name? Matthew, okay. Anyone else? Brother Henry? Absolutely not. Because the Lord is as able to touch your back and your legs as He is to touch your elbow. Amen? Anyone else have a need tonight? Amen. And what a delight that would be. Amen, sister. Put Marilyn on the list already, and I was just going to mention she's there, and let's pray for her. Let's reach out to the Lord for her. Anyone else? I've got an advantage because I have the list, and anybody can have a copy of the list if you want it, Brother Henry. Absolutely. Pray for my doctor that I'm going to see tomorrow, too. I want him to come up with something to help my voice. And I'm just kind of at my wit's end, and I'm thinking, but he's the one that went to school for this. And surely you just don't leave somebody in limbo like that. So pray for him that there can be something he can do, something someone can do, something I can do, whatever, to get through this raspy stage. Anyone else? Now, we've taken some time gathering these needs. Jesus is passing this way. Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" These are the things we're asking for. And so let's ask him, "Lord, we want to see Sister Bonnie healed and Jamie touched and Sister Watson, Sister Connor, Debbie's job situation, Hope Tabernacle, the remnant there, for Donnie and Audrey and Claire and Evan, and for the Audrey and Claire this week to be strengthened. Brother Henry, elbow, his back and his legs. For Brother Don Cross, just a physical touch, miracle and restoration. For Brother Arton, physical strength and a companionship and fellowship. Sister Marilyn, a miracle of healing. For Mary Metcher, Messer, okay. And she needs just comfort. Absolutely, for comfort. And then for Ken, fellowship. Brother Bob Deanna for healing in his body. For Matt Routon, healing and strength for Betty. For Bob Bevins, a miracle of healing and a touch in his spirit. And hope. And Brother Jim Wilbanks, his lungs. And for my doctor. Let's pray together. Lord, we're so thankful that we have this opportunity to tell you our heart. What do we want? Lord, you've heard us as we've read the list. And I pray, Lord, that you'll perform miracles from the list. That we'll be able to go down this list and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for this healing, for this deliverance, for this lost soul saved, for this miracle, oh God, for comfort. You're the miracle worker, Lord. And you've put in your word a hope for Calvary Temple tonight, that we can just come before you with our hearts, with love and appreciation for all that you have done. We're not forgetting one thing, Lord. We're not forgetting the fact that you loved us so much, you died for us, that you shed your blood on Calvary. And tonight we're born again and we fellowship with you daily. Lord, that we can come to you with thanksgiving and praise, and we can honor your glorious holy name. And Lord, that in that same name we call for the greatest needs that we have. Life and death are in the balance with some of these needs. Lord Jesus, you're able to bring such a restoration. And Lord, we ask also that you'll rain down your Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, we're asking not just for a little mist of the Holy Spirit, but rain down upon us, O Lord. Let us be drenched with the power of your Spirit, and all that are not filled to be filled with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, manifesting your power, Lord God. And our praise, Lord, is not just about making a noise, but being grateful for the power that you put within our hearts and lives. And Lord, we come tonight seeking your mercy and grace in needs that we're absolutely helpless to reach out and to touch someone and help them. But Lord, you're able tonight to speak as you did to Bartimaeus. Receive your sight. Receive your need met. Receive the answer to your prayer. Receive the answer to the struggle that you've had. The answer that says it's done, it's finished. Oh Lord, by your power, by your name, Lord. By your name, Jesus. Your name, Jesus. In you is all power and life given. And we rejoice, oh God, in your life, in your power, in what you've given us, the answers that we've already received and the answers that we're about to receive. Be with Hope Tabernacle, Lord. You know the complete situation of the church, and I pray for mercy. And I pray, Lord, that you'll touch every other church that is facing a diminishing congregation. Lord, I pray for not only that you'll minister to the congregation and more folks, but Lord, your power and your spirit and your refreshing. Give us the life that we need, Lord, to speak for you in this day and time. And Lord, I look at the time and I know it's evil, and I know that's not the thing for a lot of people to go to church, but I come against that gate of hell and I say in the name of Jesus, let it crumble. And let people become, Lord, needing a church to go to. And let their hearts be open. Let them realize the devil has lied to them. And they are completely fools hearing what the devil has to say. There are so many that feel so independent and so bold in their unbelief. But I pray, Lord, that you'll come against that and let them realize that the devil has lied to them. He has deceived them. You're the creator of all. And you desire our fellowship, and you died for that fellowship. I pray, Lord, that you will open the doors for many, many to come into the house of God, to realize your power, Lord, your beauty, your love, and your help. We need you. Touch this country. Touch this country. Let there be revival. Come against the foolishness, Lord. The rebellion, O God. All things that comes against your name, I come against it in Jesus' holy name. Lord, the gates of hell will not prevail. The church will stand. The church will be powerful. And I pray, Lord, that you'll bring blessing to we that are here. and that you'll bless every church that preaches the truth and believes in the power that you have. Lord, wake those churches up that believe in you but don't believe there's any power. Wake them up, because they're asleep or they're dead. Lord, I pray that we'll have great faith. Great faith because of your great power and your mercy in our life. Touch the ones, Lord, that just need a renewal. In Jesus' name, a renewal. Lord, we've asked for great things. We've asked for healing of disease. And we look to you, Lord, as you heal blind Bartimaeus, who's not blind at the end of that conversation, Lord. We look to not be bound, to not be sick, to not be lost, to not be spiritually weak, but to be full of the Holy Spirit, powerful in your word and in the covering of your blood, bold in our testimony. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Pass by us, O Lord, and touch your people. We love you tonight. We love you. There's no doubt of our commitment, our love. And I pray that you'll just let the breeze of the Holy Spirit come in. Lord, you breathed upon the disciples and you said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." And then on the day of Pentecost, there was a mighty rushing wind. And it touched everyone. Everyone was filled. Everyone was filled. And began to speak in another tongue as your Holy Spirit gave them utterance. Fill us that way. Give us, Lord, that power that people look and say, "Oh, they must be drunk." No, they're under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And when they get through with that, they'll be powerful. They'll be blessed. They'll be stirred. They'll be strengthened. We pray, Jesus, for that Spirit to move mightily in our midst. We need you. We need you, Holy God. We need you, Holy God. Hallelujah. Holy Jesus. Holy Jesus. Let's try to sing that. This way. Thank you for hearing our hearts. Thank you for seeing our blindness. Thank you for seeing our deafness. Thank you, Lord, for understanding our need and the mountain that looms in our lives. And I pray, Lord, that the mountain comes down. The eyes are opened, the ears are opened, and our minds are touched, and our lives are touched by your Spirit. We honor you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, everyone. Look forward to the next time we meet.
I like playing this. It's a nice looking.